producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. So give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. It is cold. If you, I think the average temperature in the United States over like last night was like 23 or something.
Yes.
Something outrageous.
Believe it or not, it's actually warmer here in the Twin Cities than it was the past 2 days. But yeah, it's still chilly, that's for sure.
Well, and it's supposed to warm up. It's supposed to be in the 60s, I think, over the weekend here. And then and raining.
Wow.
Whenever it gets warm, it's going to rain.
Right.
But, but apparently Buffalo like got just nailed, like 3 feet of snow or something.
Well, I heard even in excess of 4 feet in some areas. That is, I've never heard of anything like that before.
Oh, trust me. Well, we had 8 feet of snow at one point in New York, but that was during a blizzard. And I had to ski. I had to literally ski into work.
8 feet? Holy
smokes. They closed the city down.
Oh, I would. They'd have to, yeah.
Well, and you had drifts as well.
Right,
I mean, it was extraordinary. It was kind of like living 150 years ago.
Wow.
In that most people didn't have to work, so it was on a Sunday night, so everybody was wandering around kind of like, you know, in warm stuff, and it was that beautiful, big, fat, pretty snow. I don't remember if it was a full moon. It probably was, just because that's when particularly vibrant, violent, natural things occur.
Yeah, right.
But everybody was kind of like wandering around chatting, and you know, people were there. I think there may have been power outages, but not very many. So
sure,
basically, everybody was safe. And everybody was having a great time because I had to ski into work, and I hadn't, you know, I didn't know how long it was going to take, and I got stuck in the elevator, and I'm all in my ski gear and my cross country skis.
Wow!
But I was about, well, I lived on 17th Street, and the office was at in the 40s, so it wasn't terribly far. I just didn't, and it was different sides of town. But there must have been literally 300 people who talked to me on the way to work.
No kidding, yeah.
Because, you know, I actually made the newspapers. I wouldn't tell them who I was because I was just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But my cross-country skiing, and I was
awesome.
So sweaty that I did my show in my long underwear. And I was on forever because most people couldn't get into work.
Yeah, right. So you're kind of filling the...
Yeah, and skiing home was okay. Yeah, and the next day I actually had to do it again. But by the time I was skiing home, that the roads were all clear. And let me tell you, carrying cross-country skis is not all that much fun.
Yeah.
But, no, so we get snow. You know, that kind of snow is actually so dramatic and so much fun if you're safe and nobody else is unsafe.
I was thinking the same thing. You know, I mean, it, as long as you're tucked in your safe, warm place and the power doesn't go out, it can be kind of
well. And it's, again, I wasn't tucked in, but it was still really And there was one earlier when I was living in Massachusetts where there was a huge snowstorm and everybody from my work came and slept on the floor. And I wasn't that close, but I at least lived at this. I've always lived in the city. I'm not a burb girl. It was, you know, there is something about, snow is so much more fun than rain. I mean, rain just gets you wet.
Yeah, right.
But snow is pretty, and you make snowmen, and you can have snowball fights.
We're kind of all permanent, infinite children when it comes to snow.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I can't quite bring myself, last night was really cold here, and I can't quite bring myself to get my winter gear out, so I'm kind of layered up. So like I take out 15 layers, and people are saying, I'm like a bag lady. Everything I own, I'm wearing at that moment. All right, so I have this great story to tell everybody, just because I just thought it was one of the cooler stories anybody had ever told me. Do you know who Sir Ralph Richards is? Is it Richards or Richardson? I think it's Richards.
I'm not sure.
The actor.
Okay.
He was sort of a colleague of Laurence Olivier, and you know, sort of a Brit, classically trained, kind of cool, kind of cool actor.
Okay.
And apparently was kind of known for being, he had a lot of very wealthy friends, and sort of was known to be kind of hoity-toity, to say the least. All right. So, and apparently this is a true story, but to a certain extent, it really doesn't even make any difference if it's a true story. And this is dedicated to everybody who thinks they're having a bad day today. All right. This is the perspective. So he knew these very very wealthy people in New York who had this fabulous penthouse on like Central Park South or something. And he was in town for a play or something, I mean a performance, something kind of limited. And they said, stay with us. And he said, oh, no, no, I'll get a hotel. I said, no, no, we're not even going to be there. Stay with us. And they had this beautiful apartment that was all done in white and this fantastic bedroom that had white shag carpet and a white fireplace and white walls that was covered with silk. And the bed was this gorgeous platform that was all, the whole thing was just glistening, pristine, virginal white. And Sir Ralph, you know, it was kind of used to luxury, but even he was kind of impressed by that. And so in the middle of the night, he got really thirsty. So he's reaching around on the table and picked up this glass and, you know, chugged it. And it tasted terrible. So he, you know, spit it out and, you know, was wiping his mouth with it. And, you know, it just was terrible. And so he's feeling, this is a strange house and there are no lights on. So he's feeling his way along the wall to get to the bathroom.
I've done that.
And have we all not? And he turns on the light, and it turns out it was not a glass of water. It was a bottle of ink.
Oh, no.
So here's this pristine white room with sprayed ink all over it and handprints going to the bathroom. He was so embarrassed, he just left, which means he's a creep. But nevertheless, he just left. And so flash forward a couple of years, he runs into this couple at a cocktail party again. And I'm thinking about the punchline. I'm terrible at telling jokes because I start giggling too soon.
Sure.
All right. So he runs into this couple again, and he is humiliated. And they say, oh, no, don't worry about it. That room was too wide anyway. We're meant to redecorate it. Don't worry about it for a thing. You know, don't worry about it at all. And he was so relieved. They went inside. He was out on their deck. He went to catch his breath. He went, and he was not a small man. He throws himself on the chaise lounge as a moment of just, he was saved because he was so embarrassed. And,
right.
So, and squashes their little dog.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Now, no one knows for sure whether this is apocryphal or a true story, but it's a great story, don't you think?
Yes.
For those, you know, no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, so many times, too, we all have those experiences with people where it's like a certain instances that you just cannot redeem yourself in, you know, with certain crowds or
it just keeps getting worse. Well, like, and the point was that they forgave him. I'm not sure they're going to forgive him the squash dog.
Right. Oh man, that's hilarious.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear and the visuals on it are so great.
Yeah. Right. Just imagining these streaked handprints down the wall in the hall of the
And the spray of the ink.
Oh boy!
And his whole mouth is probably covered with ink.
Right.
But then squashing the dog, throwing himself with relief and squashing the dog. All right, folks. Yeah. That's just for those that was dedicated to everybody in Buffalo today. That hopefully.
Yes. Yeah.
Do they have power outages? Probably.
I haven't heard that specifically. I know there were actually a few fatalities. So, I don't know what the case is with those, but I would imagine it's just maybe emergency workers not being able to get to people. Maybe
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but
I don't know.
But yeah, so it's definitely not a good situation out there right now.
No, well, so we dedicated the Ralph Richards story to Buffalo. I've been in Buffalo. I was up at I'm trying to remember, Turning Stone, which is just outside of Buffalo, and a couple of years ago for New Year's to go skiing, and there was no snow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah, they're saying 5 dead, 100 trapped in monster winter storm.
Okay.
Jeez.
I actually had heard too that some people were even trapped in vehicles on the highway because they had closed the highway down and then the people got snowed in.
Well,
so.
one of the people that they found was actually a 46-year-old man in his car.
Oh man.
So yeah. Now they're saying 6 dead. Yeah. Well, folks, listen, hang in there, stay warm, stay safe. If there's anything we can do that, they're saying Greyhound buses stranded for a day and a half. Oof. Man, do not mess with Mother Nature. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, canceling pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resource. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about. I read the entirety of the Buffalo article, and I mean, it really does seem... Look, let me just say one thing about snow that's coming, all right? women should do the shoveling rather than men. And I know that I'm going to get some nasty
wow.
kind of comments. But that of the six deaths, I think four of them were heart attacks from shoveling snow.
Sure.
And men just are not not very well equipped to shovel snow. Women actually are better able to do it, maybe because we macho out a little less and because we can't handle as much weight. That very seldom are women affected like that. One was a guy who had a heart attack when he was running his snow blower.
Wow, so, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Huh.
So look, with the winter coming, hire one of the kids in the neighborhood or ladies, you know, do the shoveling. But don't guys shoveling snow is really looking is a problem. So I just wanted to mention that. And the most interesting story, although it's probably more interesting if you're reading about it than you're living it, is the Greyhound bus that got stuck. And they were running on a generator, so everybody could use their phone. They just got hungry.
Oh, sure.
Which I guess means from now on, everybody on buses is going to be carrying serious amounts of food with them. There we go.
A big bag of snacks or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. And share with your friends and neighbors.
That's right.
All righty. So we have an email. It's and I have not forgotten DVDs. We'll do both DVDs and theater today. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, we calls always get precedent, but we'll get to them, all right? 855-993-7569. All right, let's do the email here, all right?
Yeah, so we have a listener named Marilyn who writes in, and she says, this happened many years ago, and I have since remarried, but when I was married to my ex, he had an affair with a woman that had a severely disabled daughter. I gave him an ultimatum, and not sure if he kept to that. But the disabled daughter passed away, and the ex wanted to go to the service. I forbid it, and I don't think he did, but what should I have done, she says.
Well, I think you probably already know, or you wouldn't have sent me the email, that even, I mean, look, either you trust him or you didn't trust him, and I know he gave you reason not to trust him, but... And look, if he wanted to get together with her, he was going to be able to do it. But funerals are really, I think, comforts. And I suppose that the heightened... the solution, if you'd called me and said the funeral's tomorrow, what should I do? I would say go with him to the funeral. Because that would protect your interest in him so you didn't feel that he was going to offer himself as... a human security blanket, but that also he was paying respect to her and her in her hour of loss, and that you could be by his side. It also cements the idea that he is spoken for as opposed to available. So what I would have suggested had you called me is, first of all, I don't think adults can really forbid one another. It's even if someone goes along with it, it's an unpleasant sort of phenomenon in a relationship with adults. I'm not sure forbidding anybody anything ever makes a whole lot of sense, because what it usually does, if somebody is really determined to do it, they'll just be sneaky, and even if they weren't determined to do it, forbidding them gives them a reason to kind of thumb their nose and become rebellious. So I don't think it's a great strategy. I hear what your concerns were, but I think they could have more easily and more readily and more comfortably been addressed by you just going with him to the funeral. But it's done, so... worrying about things that are already done. And my guess is you're already feeling uncomfortable about it. And if it's something that still exists as a problem between the two of you, you can give him a call and say, you know what, in retrospect, I should have gone with you to the funeral. So you could have paid your respects, and I could have felt that I was there to support you and also to make the statement that you were a married man. And that probably would have been a better solution than my putting my foot down. Okay, but again, things that, we need to learn, and as long as we learn something, as uncomfortable as it is, knowing something is great fun, learning something is not, because painful. I had told the story, which is one of my favorite metaphors, is when I was working uptown for one of the other networks. There's a lot of construction going on, and I was walking to work, and construction, big old burly construction guy grabs my arm and walks me across the street, and he says... projects under construction are dangerous. Things can fall off. And I always felt that that was a metaphor, you know, that people who are under construction, and to a certain extent, I guess we all are, the question is to what extent, are dangerous because things can fly off. They're unstable. You wait till things are kind of done, which is part of the one-year rule of why I'm so adamant about people taking that time to kind of repair themselves so you're not collateral damage in whatever the trajectory they need to make or take is, and this is probably one of them. So learn from it and understand. And if you need to apologize to him to make things better with your own conscience, that's an okay thing to do as well. Okay, so one of the things that we were going to talk about, and maybe we'll finally launch it, is that whole issue. We've got more and more stories. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about Black Friday as starting, like, this week, as opposed to the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You're already seeing Black Friday sales, pre-Black Friday sales. And what?
Yeah, yeah. And they've been going on for over a week. I mentioned that that Penn Station, not the stores, but the actual terminal itself, is decked out in boughs of holly and fir and Christmas lights. And that we've already heard that Macy's is going to be open on Thanksgiving. And there are now stores that are saying not only are they going to be open on Thanksgiving, but they're going to open earlier. You know, I wonder if the next thing is going to be stores open on Christmas.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Wouldn't surprise. No, yeah. It really wouldn't. Yeah. And I guess this is because of the Walmart thing, which was it 2 years ago, I think. Was it two or 3 years ago that Walmart opened?
Yeah, yeah.
On Thanksgiving, and they had... Or I guess the first thing they did was they opened like at midnight or something on Black Friday.
Right.
And then there were a couple of riots and things. Remember that there was a security guard that was actually killed?
Stampeded. And
So then I think Walmart was, I think last year may have been the first year that they were actually open on Thanksgiving and did so much business that Macy's decided to follow suit this year. So one of the things we were asking, I think the question that you actually asked was, did you think that was an okay thing? Is that how did you actually phrase it?
I said it, are you okay with working on Thanksgiving or Christmas pie, or why not?
All right, let me ask you first.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that, personally, I like to reserve that time for family, and I prefer not to. However, I'm kind of torn on the whole thing because the principle in me says I want everybody to just have that time off. But then, at the same time, who am I to tell somebody that wants to work on that day that, no, you know, everybody's got to have this off. So,
well, and not everybody's Christian.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, if
you're
not Christian, then do you care particularly?
Right.
And granted, I think that Christmas has certainly become as close to a non-sectarian holiday, which, of course, it's not.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that it's sort of more, it's in the schools, and it's kind of everybody celebrates Christmas kind of thing. But still, not everybody's Christian. So, all right, we'll talk about how you feel about would you work or not. You didn't actually answer the question, Shane, but I'll let you squirm a little bit more when we come back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with their Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jacqueline, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay, wow, I never understood why people said they were nervous, but now I understand.
A little more nerve-wracking when you're on the line, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. So I'm calling today because I have a brother who is who suffers from schizophrenia, and more recently, I mean, it's been something that's been, I think, progressing and getting worse and worse over the past 5 or 6 years, and recently, as of like 5 days ago, it got to a point where I was included in it, and he was sending me really nasty messages and calling me and saying really nasty things and pretty much just asking me to stay out of his life entirely, which I'm not really in his life because he has chosen to exclude my family entirely. But he's never accepted getting help, and I really don't know what to do because I don't feel like it's affecting me in my life, and I don't feel like I could just sit back and not do anything, though I know that there's not much I can do.
Okay, well, let's go through it together. How old are you, Jacqueline?
26.
And how old's your brother?
28.
Are your parents alive?
My father died almost 3 years ago.
Okay, and...
And my mother's alive.
Okay. What'd your dad die of?
He died of a heart attack.
Okay.
He didn't take very good care of his health, and he was on too many prescription medications, and eventually it just gave out.
How old was he?
55.
Yeah. Was there other? Where did you get the diagnosis of schizophrenia? Was your brother diagnosed when he was in adolescence? Is that just kind of the assumption the family made? What?
When he was 23 is when he kind of started to pull away from the family and kind of seclude himself entirely and cut out his friends as well. And he really doesn't seek help. He's not for it. At one point, his behavior is really cyclical, and he'll disappear for a while, and then he'll resurface, and it's never in good form. It's usually, you know, my understanding is it's coming out of an episode or of some sort, but he has been diagnosed when he had to be hospitalized a couple years back as borderline schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, and that's really just the what we've gone off of, and then just done a ton of research because he really won't get help and properly diagnosed.
Okay, fair enough. So it sounds like the diagnosis may be a little iffy, a little soft, because as you, I don't know how often you listen to the program, but there is that phenomena that occurs in perfectly normal, whatever that means, human beings somewhere in their mid to late 20s of pulling away, and it could certainly happen earlier, and whatever, all the problems that they have in their life are because their parents were terrible parents, and so that idea of divorcing your family and sort of reappearing and being angry is not necessarily a sign of mental deterioration, although it can be. In some ways, this call is very similar in some kind of sad ways to Joanna's call, where she had a husband who had a stroke and had a static brain injury. And the question is it real or is it Memorex? Is this something that he's just deciding, I don't have to follow the rules anymore, or is this some organic brain syndrome? Is this a real problem because of brain tissue when he has no control over it? So I guess that becomes the question again with your brother. And borderline, almost by definition, it's one of those kind of weird kind of diagnosis that says, well, under ordinary circumstances, he's fine. And then when he gets overstressed, whatever that means, then his mental health will deteriorate. And the question is to what extent, because... Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that initially, because like I said, it started when he was about 23, and initially it's like, okay, he's pulling away, like, he always had, like, anger problems and, you know, stuff like that, and probably behavioral issues, and that's all fine, but then his behavior started to be really cyclical, and, like, you know, when he was subdued, it was like, I think he was probably always depressed, but he would be in, like, a kind of, like, docile state, and then he would fly off the rocker for like a couple months on end where he'd be living on the streets. He wouldn't be taking care of his hygiene. He would have these delusions of grandeur and
the delusional stuff is certainly something that would tilt one toward the diagnosis of schizophrenia. depression and schizophrenia are not the same phenomenon. They can overlap, not
right.
terribly often. But when you said, was there any drug involvement? Did he graduate high school?
No, never.
Okay.
And he did graduate high school and never finished college.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We're about to run out of time for this segment, which is not a problem because we have lots more time. Can you tell me when he called you and you said he was really insulting? Can you give me a little more clarity about that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is probably inappropriate to say on the air, but
just give me a sense.
Basically, yeah, just saying, you know, well, he sent me a string of text messages leading up to the phone call that were, "I hate you, drop dead," and like just like one after the other for hours on end.
Okay.
And
all right,
I
so
want
there
you
was
out of my
something.
Life.
So some there was something about this that made your stomach hurt, rather than just, you know, "You're my sister and I hate you and mom and dad always loved you better." That there was something more obsessive about it. There was something more vaguely deranged about it. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you on hold. Let's go through this together about, okay, given that we've got kind of an iffy diagnosis, but certainly some serious issue here, what do you do as a concerned sister? You know, a tactic is what you do when there's something to do. A strategy is when there's something you can do, but you just have to plan. Either that or it's vice versa. I never quite get those straight. All right, so Jacqueline has got really a heartbreaking issue that affects supposedly about 8 to 10% of the population, which is a family member who is most likely schizophrenic. It sounds like the diagnosis may be a little bit concerned here, but there are some aspects that, I mean, there's also an alternative diagnosis here, which is bipolarity, especially where you feel he's depressed and then he goes on these kind of delusional rants. And usually when we think of bipolarity as people in the manic phase are happy, but they're not necessarily, they're just energized. So there can be, and quite often they are delusional in the delusions of grandeur that they found a cure to cancer, or that they've got this great idea, or they found a way to world peace. So it would be helpful to have a diagnosis. But at this moment, it would seem to me that diagnosis or not, the question is, what do you as a concerned family member do? And I think the answer is, first of all, are you afraid of him? Are you physically afraid of him?
Well, I'm really not. I live in Texas and he's in New York, so I think the distance is there. And it's weird because I think under normal circumstances, I don't think I'd ever really be afraid of him, but I do feel constantly scared. And I think that it's just this, that I've just been scared something bad is going to happen.
Okay.
And I actually feel like I need to give you a little bit more backstory as to what led up to the phone call and the text messages.
Okay.
A week prior to that, which was about a week and a half ago, he ended up in jail because he started a random fight, and it wasn't confrontational until he just decided to punch a guy in the face, and then he walked into a different store and did it again. And then spent the night in jail, and when I talked to him on the phone a week later, you know, a lot of what he was saying was, "I'm not a man, and I'm trying to figure out how to be a man," and I've never felt more like a man than when I got in those fights. And that's concerning for a lot of reasons. First of all, it sounds like a lot of delusional thinking, but also it's a risk to society a little bit. He's just...
How long did they only kept him overnight in jail?
They kept him overnight, but they let him out.
That's too bad.
I don't know really why or how.
Yeah,
because
it would have been really helpful. All right, let's look at this in a couple of ways. First of all, you just introduced another potential. Or you're talking about somebody diagnosed him as borderline, which is kind of an iffy diagnosis to begin with, then possibly mm-hmm. schizophrenic, possibly bipolar, or at least having some depressive aspects. And now we're talking about something that might be described as a homosexual panic. Is there any possibility that you think your brother may be gay, and that may be part of what's fueling all this?
Honestly, I've never actually thought of... He's always been, in my mind, asexual, and I don't know if that's actually a thing, but we've entertained the idea of, oh, maybe he's gay. I've never seen him with a girl.
Connect with Dr. Joy on on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Yeah. All right. So I already talked about one of my favorite DVDs, which is the ESPN 30 on 30. And they've got the guest, the anniversary 5-year pack, which is we figured it out. It's about $5 a DVD, so that, which is a fairly reasonable price. And there's some really good stuff. Whether you like whether you like sports or not, I think it's kind of an interesting thing. Okay, let me tell you about DVDs that are coming out. Automata. It stars Anthony Banderas as a bald guy. This is one of the weirder movies I've ever seen. It's very hard to review in that it's basically set in the future. Everything either seems to be set in the future or the past. I suppose it's much easier to kind of fudge things a little bit. You're probably going to get sued as a little less. An insurgent agent of ROC, Robotics Corporation, routinely investigates the case of manipulating a robot. What he discovers will have profound consequences for the future of humanity. So the idea is whether or not robots... I mean, this is RUR, which was the play that was written, I think, in the 30s or 40s, was the same plot, which is, can robots essentially become independent from their masters, from their creators.
Sentient or whatever, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sentient, yeah. We love that. And RUR was done much better. This, just for those of you who read People magazine, Antonio Banderas is in it with Melanie Griffith, who's his, I think they're finally divorced. Dylan McDermott is in it, Robert Forster. It's interesting for a while. I mean, it's an interesting premise that I don't think was done all that well, to be quite honest. What can I tell you? I just don't think it was terrific. But I mean, I don't think it ever actually came out on in theaters. I saw it on DVD as well. So anyway, if you're an Antonio Banderas fan, you may be excited by this. If not, probably not. The big DVD this week, I think, is going to be If I Stay. And this was a surprisingly charming movie, partially because of Chloe Grace Moretz, who was in Kick Butt, except it wasn't called Butt. And she's a really good actress. She's a talented cellist. Say that with a mouthful of teeth. She'd have to make with whether to pursue her musical dreams at Juilliard or follow her heart to be with the love of her life, a boy, a rock singer guitarist. Basically, I'm not giving away very much, because if you know anything about this, you know that there is a car crash, and basically, she goes off with her incredibly cool parents, and they're in a car accident, and she has to decide. She's kind of floats through the hospital seeing her brother and whatever, and decides whether to stay or to go. Suspended between life and death, Mia faces a choice that will decide her future. Stacey Keach has a cameo in this as her grandfather that is absolutely, 14 Kleenexes. I mean, it's really good. And she's a real presence. She is, I hate to compare to somebody else, but she's kind of a young Jodie Foster. She looks very much like her. She has the same poise and acting chops. And so, And So It Goes is a kind of an interesting, predictable, but kind of fun movie for the geriatric set, and with Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton. Michael Douglas plays the cranky, kind of womanizing next-door neighbor. Diane Keaton plays the cranky, kind of uptight woman. And, I mean, we can kind of predict this, can't we? Yes, we can. It's kind of fun to watch. They both are, really good actors, and they're having a good time at this, and you don't see them very often on the screen, so... I think I mentioned last week How to Train Your Dragon came out last week, and if you haven't gotten hold of that, that's what I would probably get a hold of. In terms of this week, If I Stay, it's I'd be a little careful about having young kids deal with it, just because I am really concerned the notion that somehow death is this kind of big prom in the sky. I think kids have a hard enough time with depression and sort of dealing with life and death issues that I think, and this one doesn't exactly, to be quite honest. But it comes close enough that I think impressionable teens should probably not see this movie, although that's basically, I suppose, who it's for, is impressionable teenage girls. It doesn't suggest that heaven is this great prom, but it does kind of finesse a little bit about the notion of life and death, and I worry a little bit about that. I know, but I do. 855-993-7569. We've got the big movie this week is certainly, I suspect, going to be Hunger Games, but we'll talk about that later. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Jim?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm not under 12 feet of snow, so I'm fine.
That's good. Neither am I. I'm in Florida, so.
Wow, good for you.
Absolutely, I enjoy it here. Absolutely, Dr. Joy, I have a question for you. A few in a little conversation, hopefully. I had diagnosed when I was young of like schizophrenia, okay, and like and that followed me throughout life, okay, and like since then, I'm 65 now. A lot of things have happened to me in life, okay. I joined the church, the Catholic Church, and became a thorough Franciscan, okay, and like, this is no longer applies to me. There's been a great deal of healing, all kinds of healing. I've been Franciscan for 15, 20 years, okay, and like, from this, like, this is a deeper part of the church, you know what I mean? It's for the lay people, and it's a deep, deep walk with Christ, and, prayers, I said, I pray an awful lot each day. I won't say how much, because I don't sound like I'm boasting, but I pray a lot each day, as all the Franciscans do, where I'll be in certain prayers, and very powerful ones. And, like, I left Michigan, from up north, and I got to end up in this hospital. That's a long story, but anyway, the diagnosis the doctor has for me here in Florida is wrong, okay?
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, Jim. When's the last time you had the diagnosis of schizophrenia? How long ago?
You know, tell you what, I left my hometown, okay, and like went to Grand Rapids, and I was in this hospital in Grand Rapids.
Jim, I don't need the Jim, I don't need the geography as much as I need the timeline. How long? You said you're 65. At what age were you diagnosed as schizophrenic?
Oh, that was like 17 or 18.
Okay. Has somebody re-examined the diagnosis since then?
And no, not really. No. As far as I know, it's always going by past history. I mean,
Are you on medication?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, first of all, the first thing I would do, I'm not sure what your question to me is, but the first thing I would do is go and have an upgraded diagnosis because, number one, you know, 17, that's 50 years ago nearly, and adolescence, it's very hard to diagnose something over a 50-year period, and the medications have changed. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and pick this up in just a moment, all right? Stay on for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753. Or www.storefoodnow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.